Brian, welcome back to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you.
The Photo Focus Biennial makes this a busy time of year for a photography curator. And in fact, we have two exhibitions to talk about, one at the Cincinnati Art Museum and one off-site at the Mercantile Library. I'm particularly curious about the one at the Art Museum, which is called Kentucky Renaissance, the Lexington Camera Club and its Community, 1954-1974. To begin with, why those two decades, and what sparked your interest in this period in this city?
The Lexington Camera Club was first founded in 1936. It was an amateur association of photographers who took pictures on the weekends and met once a month to discuss the results of what they'd photographed. But I believe that something remarkable happened in the mid-1950s, and it transpired in part from the relationship between two men, Van Deren Koch and Ralph Eugene Meatyard. Van Deren Koch became a sort of mentor to Meatyard, and together they explored the expressive potential of photography in new and exciting ways. And from 1954, when they met, until 1974, a few years after Meatyard's death, the group pushed its boundaries and did really remarkable photography that was very much of its place and of its time, but in dialogue with other photographers at the leading edge of contemporary photography. So I chose, rather than to put together an overview of the entire club and its full history, to concentrate on the two decades and the key figures who, looking back from the 21st century, we would recognize as creative artists.
Well, tell us something about the experimentation that was going on.
Well, it was an experimentation that was taking place in the camera when they were shooting, and then also in the darkroom. One thing that Meatyard did in particular was to use a slow exposure time and to move the camera in his hand as if he was a gestural painter and record, for example, the reflections of light on the surface of water in a very painterly way. Another artist who is in the exhibition had a day job as an X-ray technician, as a radiologist, and he used X-ray calibration equipment. He misused it to create abstract compositions that look very much like op art of the 1960s. These figures were keen to express themselves and pursue individual creative visions rather than simply document what was in front of them. And they used whatever means they could devise in order to do so.
I'm also interested in photography's connections to literature, which I think was lively there at that time as well.
That's true. And it gets back to your first question about how I came to conceive of the exhibition. Meatyard is somebody who I came to as a photographer. But around the same time, I was reading literary criticism and essays and came across another Lexington figure, Guy Davenport. It sort of blew my mind when I realized later that the two of them were very close friends and collaborators, that Davenport had written about Meatyard, that he had recommended books to Meatyard, who would later read them and annotate them and ask questions, and that together they forged a kind of intellectual community that was very cross-disciplinary. And so some of the people who are included in the show as photographers are perhaps better known as writers. James Baker Hall is in the Kentucky Writers Hall of Fame and was a longtime English professor at the University of Kentucky. And in this exhibition, he has 15 to 20 really beautiful black and white photographs. The cross-fertilization is perhaps a function of it being a smaller city, but one that was growing through the growth of the university, through the booming post-war economy, through the opening of an IBM plant. The 1960s were a very exciting time in Lexington.
Well, you've documented these studies by an in-depth catalog which accompanies the exhibition. Is it available now?
It is available now. It's co-published by the Art Museum and by Yale University Press, and copies of it are for sale both online and, of course, in the Art Museum's bookstore.
Well, photography is so much the people's art because we all take pictures and we can relate to photography exhibitions in a way that sculpture, for instance, is less likely to be something that all of us do. So a show like this is bound to mean a good deal to many people. It opens October 8th and will run through January 1st. Are there any special events connected with the Kentucky Renaissance Show, Brian?
There are. One or two that I'll mention include a panel discussion with curators from the Art Institute of Chicago and the University of Texas, in which we'll discuss artist-led communities in out-of-the-way places, not New York City, not London, not Paris. We'll talk about Lexington and Chicago and Rochester, New York. That's on October 19th, a Wednesday at 7 p.m. And then that Saturday, October 22nd at 2 p.m., we'll feature literary readings by several of Kentucky's leading writers, including Eric Reese and Marianne Taylor Hall. Both of those events are free, and information about them can be obtained at cincinnatiartmuseum.org.
But you're also curating another art museum photo show, this one away from the museum at the Mercantile Library in downtown Cincinnati. It's called Islands of the Blessed, and it opened yesterday. What can you tell us about this exhibition and its curious title?
Islands of the Blessed, the title, comes from a poem. And the exhibition is unusual in several senses. Not only is it being held off-site downtown at the Mercantile Library, but it also is an exhibition that listeners could conceivably recreate in their own homes. All of the photographs have been drawn from publicly accessible archives, the Library of Congress, the U.S. Geological Survey, and other such libraries and online repositories. It was put together by an artist named Brian Schutmott, who lives in Houston, Texas, and by his partner, Ashlyn Davis, who is an art historian. Together, they sifted through tens of thousands of images and winnowed the selection down to just a few dozen, which they published as a remarkable artist's book in 2014. When I saw the book, I was moved by it and was trying to think of how I could collaborate with these two people. And I realized that perhaps we could make it into an exhibition. Given the source of the images, being libraries, it made sense also to approach the Mercantile Library, a wonderful Cincinnati institution, and ask if they'd like to collaborate and host this exhibition.
Well, I think we should say that although the Mercantile is a private library, it is open to the public and that there's no charge to see this exhibition.
That's correct. And the photographs themselves are all documenting the American West. They were taken for various reasons and range between the 1870s and the 1970s. And the American West is a narrative construction. It's a place of our hopes, a place of manifest destiny, a place of real conflicts over people and lands and who belongs where. Those stories are depicted in photographs, but it also is very much a written history as well. And one of the events, or several of the events around the exhibition, will involve books and other written narratives, much like the show back at the Art Museum, with its overlap between writing and photography. So too, visitors to the Mercantile Library would see those connections as well.
It's been a pleasure to have you to talk to today. Thanks so much for coming by, Brian.
Thanks for the invitation. It was my pleasure.
We've been talking with Brian Scholes, Cincinnati Art Museum Curator of Photography, about the exhibition, The Lexington Camera Club and Its Community, at the Cincinnati Art Museum, October 8th through January 1st, and Islands of the Blessed at the Mercantile Library, now through November 19th. For more information, cwvxu.org. I'm Jane Durrell.